Hi and welcome back to the Tennis Betting Podcast. We had a pretty poor start yesterday to this season and the restart of the pod. Basically, the women didn't deliver. The men did all right. Hassan Molkan delivered as expected. On the women's side, it was pretty much a dud. Obviously, mostly disappointed with Sharma, who didn't even show up. There was definitely something going on with her price moving that much throughout the day, so she won there. Other than that, not much to say. A few, you know, three setters, everything that went to three really went against Ivashka. Looked like he forgot how to play tennis over the break, so he didn't look very solid. Ultimately, we were let down by the women's game. Men's did okay. Apart from away from the qualifying, we had the other matches. Higman delivered, Felix and Cerundolo looked really poor. Well, Cerundolo looked like pretty much the player he was before he had that run in Miami a couple of years ago, when he all of a sudden thought he could play in hard court. Now he looked like the player he was before that tournament. They could only play on clay and nothing else, so that was pretty awful. Felix, again, slow starter in tournaments. Just the first match isn't very good, but having said that, four missed set points in that first set. He had 15-14 at 5-all in the second set, couldn't take it, and got broken right after. Just shouldn't be happening if you got any sort of ambition of being a top player, should it? So, quite disappointed. We move to today. Much smaller card. We got five matches going on. So, let's get on with that. We got, on the men's side, we have one match in the qualifiers. It's Mattia Bellucci against Emilio Nava. Bellucci at 1.86 is one unit at 63%. So, just about getting in there. And just checking if there's anything that might be coming through as well, but I don't think anything is close enough for us to get Lady Kovacevic. Maybe still a bit too far. So on the women's side, then we got three in the qualifying. First one is Shanshan against Monette. Shanshan at 1.89, 67% there for two units. And next up after that is Fiona Ferro. She's against Chijima, 1.61. Just realized as well, now that I haven't been giving you the US odds. Sorry, a bit of rust here. So let's just backtrack to Bellucci at 1.86. He is minus 116. Shanshan at 1.89 is minus 112. And then back to Ferro Uchijima, where we are now. Ferro at 1.61, 73%, two units, and that 1.61 is minus 164. Then let's move on to today's biggest value. A bit scared after yesterday here with Sharma if we're going to have another dud, but again, feels like price is a bit off here. Maya joint against Simon Istaya. We get 2.42, like the price there, plus 142, three units at 62%. So, obviously, just getting over that 60% hump really for us to play it. So, it's not going to win more than, 6 out of 10 out of these. But at that price, we take it for value and hope this is one of those times. And that's the last of the qualifiers going in there. Now, we just have one more match, and that's the WTA. Is it the Adelaide one? I believe so. No, it might be Hobart. Oh, I keep messing this up. It's Lin Xu, anyway. Xu against Saville. We get 2.12 on Xu. 62% there for two units, and that's the only one. Nothing else really popping out in the women's and the men's, actually. Even though Jarry is not too far off of getting value against Lechka there, but just outside of price. So That's it then. Five matches. Belucci, Sean John, Ferro, Joint, and Shoe. So hopefully, we'll have a good one. Enjoy the tennis, and good luck with the bets you have on. Thanks for listening. I'll be back tomorrow. Bye bye.